And so, when Europe went to war in July 1914, few ordinary people questioned the prevailing view of Western civilization as sophisticated, rational, and humane. Yet the horror that was unleashed by new weapons that could slaughter human beings on an unprecedented scale was a product of the same industrial revolution that had forged the railways and built the Eiffel Tower. Now it seemed Europeans were reduced to the same irrational barbarism that they'd convinced themselves was the hallmark of other, supposedly primitive peoples. In the German trenches of the First World War was an artist who, perhaps more than any other, created a graphic, visual record of the new barbarism. Otto Dix was one of the millions of young European men who enthusiastically rushed to enlist at the outbreak of fighting in 1914. And he went on to spend 3 years in the mud and the slime of the trenches, serving on both the Western and the Eastern fronts. At one point, he served in a machine gun unit, wielding the ultimate industrial weapon, the literal fusion of the gun and the machine. And throughout all of this, Otto Dix produced sketches, hundreds of them, that graphically recorded what these new weapons did to the flesh and the bone of his doomed generation. Dix drew the broken faces, the mud, and the misery. He chronicled how industrial warfare had transformed the soldier from warrior to victim. It is perhaps fitting that it was a German artist who most clearly captured the horror of industrial warfare.